Hello everyone, Joseph Dunphy here, and this is your weekly Grass 10 grazing management update on the Dairy Edge. Pasture base figures for the week are: the average farm cover is 701 kilos of dry matter per hectare. The cover per livestock unit is 198 kilos of dry matter per livestock unit. The growth is 45 kilos of dry matter per hectare. The demand, 50 kilos of dry matter per hectare. The pre-grazing yield for the last 7 days was 1,700 kilos of dry matter per hectare, and the diet at the minute from Pasture Base Ireland is 14 kilos of grass and 4 kilos of meal. Dry matter percentages have increased over the last 7 days, with 17% recorded in Athenry, County Galway, 19% in Oak Park, County Carlow, and 19% recorded in Moore Park, County Cork. Your predicted grass growth rate, rainfall and soil temperatures for the coming week: grass growth rates are expected to be in the mid-60s for pretty much all of the country for the next 7 days. Soil temperatures are improving to between 12 and 13 degrees, and predicted rainfall is very low, less than 5 millimetres of rain for most counties throughout the week. Your Grass 10 tips for the week. Finally, grass growth is predicted to improve significantly this week, as just mentioned. Higher temperatures and sunshine will increase growth rates into the mid-60s kilos of dry matter per hectare. This increase in growth is welcomed after the cool weather over the last couple of weeks has left growth behind demand. Dry matter percentages have also increased this week, and again, as we've discussed already, they're ranging between 17 and 19%, so animals should be very content at grass. Use this opportunity to improve grass utilisation and clean outs in the paddock. Reduce temporary real usage and allow cows more of an opportunity to ad-lib grass in order to maximise intakes over the coming weeks. It's also important to understand and manage growth versus demand on your farm by using Pasture Base Ireland. It's vital to get back into a routine of weekly grass walks and entering grass covers onto Pasture Base Ireland to help you to react as grass growth increases. For many farms, they will only reach magic day, and magic day is the day that growth matches demand on farms. They'll only reach it this week, as the poor weather during late April has left growth rates 20 to 30% behind on most farms. Demand can be calculated on farm by multiplying your grass allocation by the stocking rate. So if you're feeding 3 kilos of meal at the minute, and for example you're offering 16 kilos of grass per day, and you're stocked at 3.5 cows per hectare at the minute with some silage ground out, then you have 16 kilos of grass multiplied by 3.5 of a stocking rate gives you a demand of 56 kilos of dry matter per hectare. So if you were growing 41 kilos of dry matter per hectare last week, and you have a demand of 56 kilos of dry matter per hectare, this means that every week, 105 kilos of dry matter per hectare will be removed from your average farm cover. Similarly, if you grow 65 kilos of dry matter per hectare over the next 7 days and have a demand of 50 kilos of dry matter per hectare, you'll increase your average farm cover by 105 kilos of dry matter per hectare. So it's important to keep on top of your cover per livestock unit figure, your growth versus demand figure, and your average farm cover figure as we approach peak growth over the next couple of weeks, and also as we approach plant reproduction stage. Aim for a cover per livestock unit of 180 to 220 kilos of dry matter per livestock unit and stay above 550 kilos of dry matter per hectare of an average farm cover. It's also important to keep the chemic and lichen and dilute slurry applications up to date. Growth rate is still affected by lack of chemic and lichen on many farms throughout the country. So if slurry has been applied already this year, apply N with sulphur at a rate of 25 kilos of N per hectare if you're up to date on N, or apply 35 kilos of N per hectare if an application has been skipped during April. If paddocks have not received slurry, apply NPK and S compound fertilizer. Dilute slurry at a rate of 1,500 to 2,000 gallons per acre is working well on paddocks after grazing. This week's featured farmer is Killian Brennan from County Cavan, who's milking 115 cows. And Killian was a joint winner in the nutrient management category in this year's 2023 Sustainable Grasstown Farmer of the Year competition. Killian has an average farm cover at the minute of 670 kilos of dry matter per hectare and a cover per livestock unit of 170 kilos of dry matter per livestock unit. His growth was 43 kilos of dry matter per hectare over the last 7 days, and the cows are milking 25 litres at the minute, fat is 411 and protein 3.61. From a grazing management point of view, the cold weather over the previous 7 days left the lower growth rates of 43 kilos of dry matter per hectare on Killian's farm. So he had to graze an 1,800 kilos of dry matter per hectare cover that was earmarked for bales in order to keep the wedge right. Cows are getting 4 kilos of concentrate in the parlour at the minute. And from a fertiliser point of view, paddocks with over 20% clover are receiving 10 units of nitrogen per acre every rotation, and grass-only paddocks are receiving 20 units of nitrogen per acre. He has one paddock sprayed off and ready for reseeding in the next 7 days with a high clover mix, and he's also going to oversow two paddocks that have a lower clover percentage that he wants to improve. If you look at this week's Grass 10 newsletter, you can see a couple of pictures from Killian's farm. Firstly, the paddock he wants to oversow, which is tightly grazed, and two, a paddock with greater than 20% clover content that he will reduce nitrogen on for the coming summer. Have a look at the table that's also in this week's newsletter, which will give advice on nitrogen strategies depending on your clover content from May on. And lastly, on this week's podcast, is a date for your diary. Next Tuesday night, the 14th of May, the Dairy Specialist team will host a national dairy webinar titled Managing Grass and Herd Nutrition in the Mid-Season. The topics for discussion are feeding the herd to maintain milk solids production, managing grass quality following a difficult spring, and winter feed budgets 24-25. So keep an eye out on the Chagas Public website for the link for next Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. If you would like to hear more from the Grass 10 team, subscribe to the weekly Grass 10 newsletter, which is available on the Grass 10 page on the Chagas Public website. And the link to the newsletter is also available in the description of this podcast. This has been your Grass 10 update, and I'll talk to you all next week.